the human being, insan, he should, with regards to his life, every second, every moment, every instant is such that he doesn't even know, there's no guarantee about it, he's not aware, because Allah Ta'ala knows everything, and everything is hidden from the sight of insan. Any time a difficulty may confront us, a problem may confront us, sickness may confront us, a tragedy may confront us, totally it is veiled from us, this knowledge. It is kept secret from us or hidden from us. Such events take place that we don't even imagine that they would take place. Totally the person is fine, he is okay, and suddenly a severe illness overtakes a person. He wasn't aware of it before, was he? He didn't know it was going to come. Totally healthy, walking along, suddenly situation goes downhill, negative. He comes in a good way, positive manner, healthy, goes back home, difficulties, issues and worries. So in other words, we don't know what's to come in the next moment, the next instant, the next second of life. We do not know what is going to be presented to us. So this is such a lesson. These thoughts that I'm going through is such a lesson for an individual, that for this, the insan, the human being, every moment when he gets a chance, an opportunity, that he's got no problem, no difficulty, no issues, he sat healthy, then at that time he should totally not waste that time. And that time he should utilize for preparation for the hereafter, towards preparation. And every second is a second for us to be worried and concerned. That time, that I should know that today, this time that I've got in my hands, or that's with me, I don't know that will I have that same quality of time in 10 minutes time. And here we fall into deception, we fall into the trap that we have big plans. Okay, fine, yes, and we think that, oh, after Hajj, when Hajj comes, then I'll be better after that. And oh, in Ramadan's about to come, I'll improve myself, I'll keep 30 fasts, that time I'll improve myself and start to pray Salah. Or another month or time, I'll be better as a person, I'll make improvements. We make resolutions, we make plans, and we have targets, but we think like as if that plan is going to come to fruition, as if that time is going to approach us. We don't even know. We have the passport, we maybe purchased the ticket for Hajj. There was a brother, and he was very ill, and I went to meet him. Hey, healthy before. Healthy. And the doctors gave him the answer that you're just going to live for a few days. Like the doctors say, you know, cancer's overtaking you. I said, but you were very healthy. Even now you look healthy. Such a big disease. And that they've just given you a few hours and a few days, and you didn't know beforehand. He said that you're talking about me knowing before. He said, I came here to get an injection so that I could go on Umrah. He said, I'd packed everything, I was ready, and I was going for Umrah, the minor pilgrimage. And when I came in, when they put the syringe and the injection, they saw the blood coming out. They said that there's an issue. Then they said, let's do a blood test. When they did the blood test, they didn't let me leave the hospital. They said that you have cancer that's overtaken you. They scanned me, and cancer had spread out through my whole body. Allah. And he said, I'd packed at home, passport had been renewed, ticket issued, and after a few moments, I'm on the bed. He said, and the doctors have given me the reply that I will not live beyond a few days. So these are examples we see in everyday lives. The tragedies that take place, we see them every other day in our lives. And there are events and incidents, and when we see these things, we ourselves don't have worry or concern. We have no fikr. Every second, every moment, we should be thinking that the time I have now, I need to earn the highest place in Jannah with this time. Not forgiveness. Allah will forgive me. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. In the first, the beginning of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives. What's forgiveness? When everybody leaves this gathering, everybody will be forgiven. In maghfirah. Allah Ta'ala is Ar-Rahim, Al-Kareem. But after getting forgiveness, if you get just a small place there, so if after getting forgiveness, if we just earn a very small home forever in paradise, for example, a small ditch, but on the contrary, to the opposite, if you've got the time, the opportunity, the strength, and the energy, and you can utilize that to earn the best abode in paradise, the best home in paradise, you can manufacture the best abode in paradise. So we have so much time to make a high class abode, the highest class Jannah, paradise, for ourselves. Yet we don't utilize that time. We don't utilize it at all. That's it, unfortunately. We just waste our time. Our yaqeen and certainty we have in this world, and with regards to this world, not with regards to hereafter, but when a person's pushed or shoved and he falls into the hospital bed, then he's ill. Oh, du'as then, oh, Allah give me health so I can come back and pray salah. And that brother who was saying to me, lying down in his bed, 3 days or 2 days he had left, he'd be given 2 days. So that poor soul said to me, Hazrat Sahib, do such a dua, I promise to you, do dua for me, forget about Thursday night, every morning and evening I'll be sitting in dhikr. I said, when I used to invite you at that time, why didn't you come then? Why not then? So this is the invitation that's being given. For this reason, with this connection, with this thought process, the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the prophets and the walis of Allah, they give the same da'wah. They don't plan. They say, come, come. And this is such a plan that you should be steadfast on it all the time. Busy with this plan all the time. Yes, so these disasters of life, the tragedies of life are not in our hands. What's going to happen tomorrow? What will occur tomorrow? Forget about tomorrow, that's very far away. What will happen now? Does it take long to suffer an accident? Doesn't take a second. The car crashes, he was traveling, tuck, the collision, that person's died, this person survived, this person's got broken bones, this person's alive. That's it. We have plans, big plans in our minds. I'll be correct at that time. When my kids get married, then I'll be better. When this target's achieved, then I'll be better as a person. No, what we should feel against that, the backdrop of that, even if we're walking and you're sat in a car driving somewhere, even at that time, Allah Ta'ala has given us wazaif, Allah Ta'ala has given us lessons, recitations, amal, deeds, that sat there, will sat there, we can make Jannatul Firdaus, highest platform in Jannah. But we sit there dumb, thinking things, thought process, and we talk to ourselves. So, okay, sometimes it happens that you're speaking to people. Nonsense. But sometimes people talk to themselves. Talk to themselves. And the wasteful discussion to themselves. Why? Why do we waste time? One durood if we send to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 70 rahmas immediately will come to you. And how great is the durood? How? Durood Ibrahim. Forget that. That's long. Say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just say that. One brother I met, Medina, great pious elder, mashallah. He said, this durood, if you recite this many times, durood sharif. I said, which durood sharif shall I recite? He said, why do you go to lengthy durood sharif? He's rahmatullil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he hinted to me, he was a great sheikh. And he said, I'll tell you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes this as durood sharif. It's very preferable. And there's the effect in this, there's total effect in this. He said, you just start reciting this wazifa, that you can do this thousands or hundreds of thousands of times in a day. Yes, not a few hundred, but no, driving the car, thinking here, left, right, shaitani thoughts, whispers, and bad thoughts, and we're old. Even elderly people, they're elderly, oh, I'm just finished now, I can't do nothing, I'm retired now, I can't do anymore. Is that how weak we have become? Totally lost hope. What we need to do is our time, our life, the seconds in our life, we should make it beneficial, that not a second of our life should go to waste with regards to making the hereafter and paradise. Okay, I'll just go to dhikr at this time, oh, there's dhikr in the morning, dhikr in the evening, and everything in between, what's happening? Nothing. We're wasting time. I'll recite Quran, there's a lot of time. After reciting Quran, what will you do then? So all the time that Allah Ta'ala gives to us, all day long, Allah will account for those hours and seconds and minutes. Our Holy Prophet, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a beautiful structure of life, framework of life, beautiful and beloved system that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. The 24 hour program schedule He's given to us. 24 hour schedule of life He's given to us. All day and all night, what to do. Yeah, people sleep, don't they? Everybody say, everyone gets up, wakes up. So what shall I do after waking up? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Total program. Allah's Nabi says, give it to us. Complete program. First of all, alhamdulillah. What's that? That we are grateful to Allah. This is a great kalma of being, of shukr, of gratitude to Allah. Big ni'mah. The whole Quran, deen, Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So first Allah Ta'ala gave us, in the beginning of the Quran, is the prayer, the recitation of being grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A great nabwala that a person cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, if you want to be grateful to me, recite Alhamdulillah. The name of the Quran, when you get it, then what do? We say Alhamdulillah to Allah. That salah, such a great ni'mah and favor and gift of Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The sajda, prostration, ruku, bowing position.
The first thing we recite to be grateful for this great gift of Allah, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, don't we? In the beginning of Salah. Yes? So when we say in the beginning, after waking up in the morning, we say Alhamdulillahi Ladhi Ahyana Ba'da Ma Matuna. The Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We had no hope that we were going to become alive again. We are so grateful to you that you've given us a new lease of life. Again, if tonight I was to pass away, like many people, whilst they die, whilst they're sleeping, they die, then what would be my hal, my condition? So first thing that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, bestowing to us, is making us alert. The moment we say Alhamdulillah, Allah have wasted the time before me. I've wasted the time before me. The previous day, I totally wasted it. It's gone under the drain. Now Allah, I'm grateful to you that Allah Ta'ala, your great karam and blessings that you've given to me, that again you've given me a new lease of life. You've made me come to life again. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. So if a person's grateful to Allah every day for this great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given, what a great, great... But when we get up, we start speaking nonsense, stupid talk, wasteful talk, futile talk. We aren't even have things we don't have anything to do with, we start talking about them. What a great name Allah Ta'ala has given to us, life. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Allah, you've revived my life. Within a second I could have passed away, I could have died. Ahyana ba'da ma amatana. That you had given me death already. Ba'da ma amatana. After you had already given me death. Because maut is like this, a person, he's sleeping, unconscious, we don't know, thieves are coming, bandits are coming, it's raining. After sleeping, when a person goes to sleep, does he know what's happening around him? Whether an ant comes or a scorpion comes and bites you, you're lying down. And when you are sleeping, do you have hunger? Do you feel thirst? No. You're asleep. Unconscious, do you feel like eating? No. You've passed away. You're sleeping. Nothing. So all qualities after death are what a person goes through when he's sleeping. But we are hundreds of thousands of times over again grateful that Allah could have died when I was asleep. And if you didn't make me come awaking, I could have gone to Jahannam, my salah, my backbiting and lying. All those sins I'd done before I slept. Allah was in a very dirty position, dirty situation, sins, evil. But Allah, you gave me life again. Alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to you. And then on top of that we say that I'm alive again. I'm alive again, but I know very well that I'm going to die again. And I'm going to come back to you, Allah. So what is Allah Ta'ala making us realize? I'm alive after death, after the sleep. Allah, between this life and my real death, I need to become alert. Don't make the mistakes, same mistakes again that you made before, the same sins that you committed before, don't repeat them. That a person when he's born, Allah Ta'ala instills this awareness inside a person that Allah, you give me these days. I've awoken after death in the night after sleeping. So many days now. I'm millions of times grateful to you, Allah. And before the next death comes, when's that next death? That may be after a while, the night will come again. Death will come again. So in these 12, 13 hours that you've given to me, Allah, Alhamdulillah, I'm very grateful to you. Your karam, mercy, I don't know if I'm going to be alive after that. So I promise after waking up now, that today's day that will pass, and we need to grab hold of our life. Grab hold of the hours. Allah, the day that will pass today, after waking up, my whole program of life today will be such that Alhamdulillah, I will follow and complete my balance sheet. I will account myself on every footstep during the day, that where am I making mistakes and where am I earning for the hereafter. Subhanallah. Wherever I make a mistake, I will remain alert. There are 12 hours. If I make a mistake, then Jahannam will come back again. There's no guarantee Allah will give me a new life after sleeping again. So what will I do immediately after making a mistake? I will ask Allah for forgiveness. Istighfar. Istighfar. And wherever I am, in every way or form, in every situation, I will try to earn a good deed. I'll pray nawafil, optional prayers, Quran, tahajjud. All the time I have in my hands, day and night, whatever I can do, I will do, because I will consider this my last day. What do we do in the end of Ramadan? We make effort, we push our final days, tilawah, recitation, etc. So Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making us aware, making us feel aware that this could be your final day after you've woken up. Try your best, make good deeds, ask for forgiveness from the previous life where you wasted time, and make a good high platform station in paradise, and complete and implement the high class deeds. Wa ilayhin nushur, because you have to go back to Allah. So in this day, every day, if we start our day in this manner, then imagine, tell me, how many good deeds will we accrue? Will we save? How many sins will we avoid? How many waste of time, seconds, minutes and hours will we avoid? How many times will we sit during the day and say, no, it's my last day. If I backbite or lie, I'm wasting my time. Rather, I will account for my deeds and the wrongdoings against other people, I'll say, Allah, you give me a chance to put my balance sheet correct. So let me correct my balance sheet with people. If I say tomorrow, the day after, this and that, no. That today is my final day. I'll think this after I wake up in the morning, that maybe this is the last day of my life. This is the concept of life that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, that he never kept anything extra to himself. He said that maybe this is the last day. Tomorrow I may not have a day in life. So what's the point of having this asset with me? This is the concept of mind process of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he gave to us. That a person is totally detached from dunya at that time. What a beautiful point. Big point. We need to think about this. So mashallah, that if we do all of this that we've just discussed, and we consider that the day that starts in the morning is our final day, and during this day I need to earn complete Jannatul Firdaus. I'm not going to leave this day. Our pious predecessors have given us formulas, actions, prescriptions. Do this, do this, do this. We'll do that in that same way. Yes, and very satisfied is that person at the end of the day when he goes to bed. Then he says, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya, saying again, now is the end of the day. Then he says, Oh Allah, I have recited your name. Your name is left. Allahumma bi ismika. That life came with your name. I started life with your name in the morning. And alhamdulillah, I've tried my best during the day. In the evening, with the barakah of your name, your whole day I spent credit. But I'm your servant. I am your creation. I'm still a human being. Bismika amutu wa ahya. So my Mawla, my Rabb, I'm still a human being. I would have made mistakes. So what next? Here, the human being with a beautiful way then does tawbah. He repents. That Allah, this day that has passed, mistakes I've made, please Allah forgive me. Allah Ta'ala helps fully then. The person who lies down 3 times and says astaghfirullah, then all of the sins of the day are forgiven by Allah. Subhanallah. All of the sins of the day are forgiven by Allah. So then your balance sheet is level. Positive, negative, cancelled out. And a person goes with istighfar, repentance, respect. Allahumma bismika, amutu ahya. Subhanallah. And he goes to sleep. So if he passes away, Allah says, you passed away in the night, then I made you awake alive in the morning. And this dua, the sleeping dua, the dua of sleeping. Yes? That Allah, I'm sleeping with your name, and with your name I will pass away. I'm going and I will die with your name, when I will wake up with your name. With your permission, it's your choice. I have no guarantee, Allah. This is a dua. Allah, that if you stop my breath whilst I'm sleeping, then one blessing please give to me, Allah, that I've sought forgiveness. Please forgive me at that time. Subhanallah. Allah, this is a dua of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you give me life again the next morning, then Allah, please give me your special favor that include me amongst those people who protect themselves, who guard themselves, and who you guard and protect. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So whilst you sleep and whilst you awake, azeem program of life Allah has given to us, we need to pay attention to this program. We should try, make full effort. Every day should pass in such a way. Alhamdulillah, every day should pass in this way that guaranteed that person's attaining Jannah paradise. Guaranteed when tawbah is running, astaghfar is running, and a person's making effort, working hard, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy and blessings also there in parallel. So let's realign our brains and minds. Don't make long-winded programs and plans. We have one day at a time, and make your schedule for each day that comes. Control yourself, spend your time properly and wisely in a correct manner. Then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, nothing to worry about. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq ability to do this. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه وأمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وزلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطنا ومننا كل صادقين لنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت ما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت وعن تعالى ما به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا قاضي الحاجات اكتهاجاتنا يا دافي البليات اتفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا. کچھ خواتین نے اپنی بیماری کے لیے کہا ہے, کچھ اور حضرات نے بھی اپنی بیماری کے لیے کہا ہے. دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک ان کو شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرمائے اور اس بیماری پر ان کو اجر عظیم نصیب فرمائے. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله وأصحابه وأزواجه ذريته على أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.